All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know who it is. I am Derek Thompson.
And I'm Diego Thompson.
And who are we?
We're Pick'em Pros.
We are the Pick'em Pros coming back at you in the house with a special episode, episode 89 of Who You Got. Father-son dynamic duo coming at you. Ooh, man, it's NBA playoffs are finally here. Mm-hmm. Play-in games are over. It's time to get down to business. This is our time, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our time. This is where I, you know, beat everyone in the picks and, you know, do what I do, you know.
That's what I do. Okay. Well, you have been right before with your Warriors, but you can't ride the Warriors. You can't ride the Warriors train this year, baby, because the Warriors are already gone. We're going to talk about that.
That's okay.
We're going to talk about Zion. Will he ever play in the playoffs? We're going to talk about the Bulls. Hey, what can they do to be relevant? We're going to pick all the series, right? So we're going to do that. We'll have a special guest, Roy, joining us. Walker Shaw, see you just hit joined us on IG. Got to give him big props, Walker Shaw, because he is winning everything. So we'll talk about that more a little later. But how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. You know, submitted my bracket. Watching these playoffs, see how I'm gonna do. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. You submitted your bracket because we have an NBA bracket challenge here. Have a bunch of folks in that, and we're excited about that. This is our first time doing it, so that's one of many. So we had the NCAA tournament bracket challenge. Walker Shaw won that, then we now have an NBA playoff bracket challenge, and then during the NFL season, we'll have it where you can submit your picks along with ours. So that's going to be a running theme. So we definitely encourage everybody that follows us to get in those, because it's not just for fun. We're giving away great stuff. So as Walker Shaw knows, when you win the NCAA bracket challenge, you want a pair of kicks, you know, that's up to $300 value. We'll talk about what he chose in a minute. This NBA playoff bracket challenge is the same gift, shoes, whatever shoe you want, up to $300 value. So we got a lot of giveaways. That's another big perk of Pick'em Pros. So you got to get on the train here. So tell all your friends, like, subscribe, get on in this, because we got something special going. So love what we got. All right. Yeah. So, hey, shout out to fam. Love First 21. Hey, Pick'em Pros, what's up? What up, though? Yes, you know it. Representing the D all day. Representing the D. You know what's up. Summer, Pick'em Pros. That's so much for us behind the scene. Shout out to you. Much love. So, yeah, man, this is going to be a great show. So get your popcorn ready. Enjoy as we entertain. So we know a lot of you have a lot of things going on in life. Hopefully this is about an hour or so where you can get away from all that and just have some fun. All right. Well, hey, man, you ready to get into this first topic and do it?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. So let's dive into it. Let me get the slide going here. Hey, let's recap the play-in for a little bit. All right, let's touch on that for a minute before we pick all these series and get all the subscribers, follow us, and let us know what your picks are as we're making our picks. But let's recap the play-in here, man. Your Golden State Warriors, who see Steph in the background there on the wall. You've been riding with them for years. You correctly picked them when they came back and beat Boston. We were there for that series. Man, what's going on with them? Are they, looks like after they lost to Sacramento, Steve Kerr is still saying they want Clay back, even though he went 0-10, 0 points. They want Clay back, want Draymond. They want to keep the core. Are they being too loyal? Are they going to win a title keeping this core together?
Yeah. Well, to answer the question, they are being too loyal. I think Clay and Draymond respectively are done and washed, but,
all right.
You know, with Clay going 0-10, he hasn't really been the same, since they won the championship, in 2022, and Draymond just is causing too many distractions, getting suspended earlier in the year and then getting all the ejections and like. Yeah, I just think it's time to move on, but I don't know if the Warriors want to do it because of all they've done in the past, but they just have to have the Chicago Bull mindset, you know, like, I guess it's kind of get, even though that didn't really work, just try to get rid of like they saw when it was the end,
right?
And they got rid of everybody. So
yeah,
I think that's what we should do. Try to lean into our younger core. And
I was about to say the Bulls may not be the best example, because you see they're still, that's our one of our topics coming up. What can they do to be relevant again? Yeah. But a lot of their demise was D Rose going down. So that was a lot. So the Bulls were coming back, and then that injury kind of derailed them. So there's a whole, that's a whole nother conversation for another day on that. But, I think, you know, Bob Myers, the GM, saw this coming. We know he, you know, he didn't want to be the one to break the core up. And it looks like the Warriors are still struggling with that. You know, should they keep that core together or not? And, you know, I think they most likely will, as long as Clay takes a bit of a discount, then I think they will keep that core together. And, hey, if it's more important to them to just be together and finish their career together, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just they're not going to win any titles doing that.
They're not going to win anything. They might never make the playoffs again the way they're playing. And the way the Western Conference is right now, I don't know if they'll ever make the playoffs again if they keep going with this.
The West is just – Oh, so nasty. We're going to pick all these series. The West is deep.
Like, if they all want to stick together, they should just go somewhere else. Like,
what, go to the G League? I mean, what are you talking about?
Whatever. Just go to another team to do this. I don't like it.
Shout out to Unc, Kev. What? What's going on, Unc? Man, okay. So, yeah, man. I think, I can't wait to see what happens with the core here. Chris Paul, do they bring Chris Paul back?
Well, I like Chris Paul. Actually, he was pretty good this year. I think if we're going to bring him back, we should have him on a discount. I think he's still making around $30 million. And if we can spend that money on some younger, better players, then I think we should move on. But in the games he played, and he was good. So I liked his fit.
Yeah, I hate that he got hurt midseason. Yeah. So I think he was starting to kind of hit his stride, and they had a nice rhythm going. And they never really got back in rhythm since then. So I hated to see that. I don't think they're going to bring him back. But they certainly need a true point guard to run the show. They rely too much on Draymond for that. All right. Well, let's touch on a couple other play-in topics before we make all of our picks here. Zion Williamson, man, your guy from Duke, had, you know, been injury plagued throughout his career. He did get in much better shape, you know, lost about 25 pounds, was looking good, looked fantastic in the play-in game against the Lakers. And then, man, right on cue as they were looked like they were going to take the lead and maybe get that game, you know, pulled up and, you know, took himself out the game and, you know, marched to the locker room and haven't heard from him since. What's going on, man? Is Zion going to play enough? Is this going to be something that just plagues him throughout his career?
I think he'll end up playing in the playoffs in his career. But even though he's been injured, I think it'll happen at least sometime in his career. Like, it's really weird because it happened last year or the year before, and the year before. Yeah. It's happened the last two seasons.
Yes.
But it's just crazy. I think he will, but it's kind of crazy.
Maybe it'll get better every year. So last year, so the year before that, he just didn't play at all. Okay. Then last year he was doing windmill dunks in the warm-up line of the play-in, and they didn't get in. This year, he played in the play-in all the way till the end and then pulled a hammy. So, hey, maybe next year, you know, it kind of get over the hump, but they need him to really, you know, do damage. And I'm sure another contract will be coming up here soon. So they'll have to make a decision on Zion. But I hope we get Zion here, because the league needs Zion. So we definitely need him. Well, hey, one more thing before we get into making our picks here. The Chicago Bulls, man, my beloved Bulls, favorite team ever, hometown team here, Chicago Bulls. Okay, don't smirk on that. Man, they beat the Hawks. The crowd was jacked, right, for a play-in game. It was kind of funny. The crowd was so hyped. DeRozan did his thing. They beat the Hawks, which, you know, the Hawks can be dangerous in the play-in game. Trae Young can be dangerous. Knocked them out and then ran into a buzzsaw with the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. They trapped the Bulls. They could hardly bring the ball up the court, and the Bulls look absolutely awful. So what can the Bulls do, man, to get right?
Well, the good news for them, at least, is that Coby White is now looking like he's getting better, and now that he can be sort of a star piece, mm-hmm. or a better, like a good solid two option in this league. DeMar DeRozan, he's been good. He was just consistent as he's been for his whole career. I think LaVine, if they can get LaVine and Lonzo Ball back, they should see how that goes. If they can get mm-hmm. LaVine, Lonzo, DeMar, and Coby right. all together, I think they'll do better, at least. I think they can make the playoffs.
They definitely, man, if they can get Ball, you know, I mean, he's been, we don't know if he's ever going to make it back, but they looked really good when they had him running point.
Yeah, they said it looks like he'll make it next year.
Okay. So that'll be interesting. Now I'll be curious to see how that mixes with, you know, Coby, but yeah. you know, they
I think it's probably fine. Cause I don't think Kobe's a pure point guard. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, maybe Lonzo him score more. Yeah.
It can allow him. Coby just score more. Coby right. and DeMar and LaVine. Like right. score.
Yeah, yeah.
And your guy Patrick Williams also mm-hmm. got injured in the season.
Yeah, so he can
come back.
Yeah, you know? He did. Your guy out of Florida State, mm-hmm. Summers, Florida State Seminoles. All right.
Yo, Ross went to Florida State.
Well, hey, man, let's get into these picks. Let's get into the picks, man, because that's what we're all waiting for. Let's decide who we have for all these series, and we want to see all the comments as we go. All right. So let's get into it. All right. So, hey, man, for Nuggets, Lakers, tell us who you got.
Well, I'm taking the Nuggets in five games. Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same story as it was last year. Mm-hmm. Because the Lakers are still the same team. Like they've gotten any better from last year.
Yeah.
The only difference, I guess, is I have them winning one game since the sweep last year was so close.
It was a close sweep.
I guess I'll have them pulling one of those close sweep games out, mm-hmm. and Denver still winning five against in their home crowd.
Okay.
So, yep. And I think Denver still got championship in them, too. So that's why.
Yeah. This is interesting. You know, the Lakers are, I mean, they've got a puncher's chance. They're a dangerous team. I mean, with LeBron, AD, they've got two, NBA, all NBA players in their starting lineup. So any team that boasts that is certainly dangerous. But the Nuggets just play so well together. Again, as I always like to preach, they take good shots. You know, every time you've got Joker quarterbacking it, and that team just fits perfectly mm-hmm. around him. So. Yeah. I've got the Nuggets for sure. I've got the Nuggets going super far. Do I have them five? Let's see. Because I like your five pick, but let me look at my bracket here. The Pick 'em Pros bracket challenge that we've got. I'm going to look at my official pick and tell you if I picked that. I picked the – oh, man. I might have picked – see, I didn't get a chance to revise it because it locked a little earlier than I thought. Mm. So I was going to change it to five.
Yo, me personally, I got mine done super early, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I did mine Friday, but then I was going to go back this afternoon and make a couple edits, but I wanted to just get it in just in case, and then it locked before I could make my edits. So I actually put the Nuggets in for a sweep.
So, well, that's possible.
Yeah. So,
not bad, Nick.
That's what I'm going to have to roll with, man. I got to roll with the Nugget sweep. So, hey, let's get to some of the comments because we got some good comments coming in. So, hold on one second. So, Mom Dukes said, Clay got to take a pay cut. Yeah, Mom. Clay definitely needs to take a pay cut if he's going to stay there. But I really just think he needs to change the scenery. I just think that in order to win, again, if they want to play together, finish their career together, they've earned the right to do that. But as far as winning, they got to break that up.
Yeah, I think Clay just needs to go somewhere where he doesn't have all this stuff behind him.
Yeah.
Where he can just kind of change up, become a new man and like start a new legacy.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Said Chris Paul is a great player, but he's had several hand injuries. Yes, he has had several hand injuries. Yes. A good six-man veteran player to help teach the young players. Yeah. So we'll probably find the right team where he can fit on and give them some good minutes. But yeah, his last few injuries have been the hand. So great.
Hey, maybe he can come back to the Thunder.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Yeah, I kind of like that. Summer said gold Knowles because, you know, she loves her Knowles. Let's see. Nuggets for sure from Summer. Yes, yes. Josh Burke, shout out to Josh. We've been messaging a lot. I agree. Nuggets in five. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Although I got him in four officially. Unk says Denver wins easily sweep. So, hey, reason me on that. And then Josh said, I think Clay's that goes to Orlando. Yeah. I could see that. I have been hearing some chatter on that too. So could definitely
see
that.
They have a lot of cap space. So
yeah, they have a lot of cap space for sure. Yeah. So great comments. So definitely keep the comments coming on that. But yeah, man. I think that game comes on next. So the Knicks Philly game's on right now. I told you Philly the Knicks were gonna chase Philly down. They've already taken the lead. We're gonna get to that series in a minute.
Good
They've
problem, already man. Taken the lead. Game one, and it's game one. No, I'm just saying this was the game I expected them to win because it's game one. It's a Saturday night, and it's like, and the crowd is jumping because like they're the number two seed. So
yeah, everybody's on
this
the
is a game I expected the Knicks to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. They're definitely.
But by the time it gets to Philly, it's going to be jumping too.
Fired up, ready to go. Dang, the Knicks have outscored Philly 20-7 in the second quarter so far. Man. Good for them. All right. Wow. Good for them.
Good for overrated Jalen Brunson.
All right. Well, that's enough on this series. Again, this one comes on next, right? I think the Nuggets Lakers come on next. All right. Yeah. So we'll definitely be checking that out. So watch the Lakers steal game one. But anyway. All right. Cool. So hey, let's get into the next one, man. Ooh, man. This really would have been something if Zion was in it. Still could be good because Pelicans have fight, but ooh, with Zion, this would have been much tougher to pick. But Thunder versus Pelicans. Who you got on this one? The number one seeded Thunder versus Pelicans.
That's kind of crazy. But yeah, I do have the Thunder. I'm winning this game in five games.
Okay.
I think Shea is ready for the playoffs. How he played in the play-in last year was really good. And then, of course, averaging like 36-6 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Really showed he's ready to be a star and a star in the playoffs and carry his team. But I just don't think the Pelicans have enough. Brandon Ingram is getting healthier. He looked good in the last playing game, but with no Zion, I just don't think they have enough firepower to beat hungry Thunder and that crowd too. The crowd's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, the crowd's gonna be crazy. That you know, that's a great point. I forgot about that, but I think back to the KD Russ days. That is a loud stadium. That stadium,
yeah, and then like they haven't made the playoffs in so many years, especially that one seed.
That is true. They have a great fan base. There's no other, you know, pro sports. So, yeah, they're going to be jacked. So, remember, they got that franchise because they got that franchise, I believe, because there was because I think Hurricane Katrina, I believe, if I have my facts straight, when that happened, they played in OKC temporarily. They were the New Orleans Pelicans at the time, and they played there temporarily. And the fan base was so wild that they then ended up getting their own team, if I remember that correctly. But yeah, so great fan base. Had the pleasure of going to the game there before, and that is great. I also have the Thunder in five, so I did pick that one there. So, and a lot of that was because Zion. So if Zion was in it, I still probably would have had Thunder, but I would have had that going a little deeper. My only concern, though, is that the Thunder, not like Pelicans have a bunch, but the Thunder don't have any playoff experience.
Yeah, they have like zero. You know,
yeah, I mean, they've got some deeper bench guys that do, but a lot of their main guys, I mean, SGA maybe had a little bit. Did he play
He played with the Clippers his first year.
That's
that,
right.
He had, like, Patrick Beverly, like, stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played there. In his rookie year, he played in the playoffs. But
yeah,
they got
yeah.
swept by the Warriors. So
yeah, SGA has a little good. Bit. But, you know, you're tall guy. Chet, Giddy, all those guys, you know, they don't have any playoff experience. So, yeah, that'll come into play. But, yeah, I agree. Five on that one. So, and then Josh said, yeah, Thunder and five. So, yeah, agrees with us there. I think they, Thunder pull this one out. The big question is going to be, though, how far can the Thunder go? But we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that a little later. All right. Well, let's stay on the West here. Let's move to Dallas. Oh, man. We know we got some fans in Dallas again. Fam. Our families in Dallas. We got family in Detroit, family in Dallas, family everywhere. And then a lot of our outside of that, a lot of our subscribers are representing Dallas as well. So a lot of love in Dallas. But, man, Mav Clippers. Ooh, this is a tough one. Who you got in this?
I'm going with the Mavs in this one. In six games. Like outside of Jokic and Murray, because they won a championship. Like you, there's no doubt that Luka and Kyrie are the best duo in the Western Conference. We're behind them, because they're just so scary. And then like Luka, how he's playing in the regular season, how he plays in the playoffs, and you know Kyrie, all the stuff he's done in the playoffs, how skilled he is. Yes. So I think they got this series and could possibly go make a big run.
Oh, man. Hold on. I'm looking here. I think that, I don't know if this is real time or not, because I'm sure a lot of you are watching the game as well. Looks like Embiid took a bad fall. His knee buckled. So that's not good. He's kind of on the ground right now. Well, they're helping him up, though. Hold on. He might be there. It looks like he's about to try to walk it off. But yeah, it was off a dunk. I think he even threw it off the backboard and then dunked it. And then when he landed on his leg, his leg just kind of bugged. So we'll see. He might be okay with that.
Playoff time. It'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's already hobbled there. But anyway, sorry about that. But yeah, man, this is going to be so the Clippers, it's like, as talented as the Clippers are, can you trust the Clippers?
And then Kawhi is already like questionable to play
already. Yes.
Before the series even started.
Already, but yet he took the last Olympic spot. Yep. So, yeah. Okay.
We'll be ready for that if they lose the series. We'll have a lot of time to prepare.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I can't trust the Clippers. I mean, I think the Clippers, was it Clippers Phoenix last year in the series, I believe, and Clippers. They looked like they were going to pull that off. And then right on cue, you know, Kawhi went down. So I just don't trust them. Luka, we know he's going to be a beast.
And Kyrie.
So, yeah, I have it in six as well. I'm looking at my bracket. I put Mavs in six. And I think a lot of people agree with that. So let's see. We've got Josh said, yep. Thunder and five from before. Yep. And then Josh also said, going to be a great game, but says Dallas and six. So he agrees with us there. Said Luka magic time. You know it. Mom said good pick on Mavs. Oh yeah, you know it. Yeah, we repping. We picking the Mavs for now. So we'll see. We'll see how far we got the Mavs right now. We're definitely rocking the Mavs for sure. But for them, I think that game is tomorrow. And then Unc said, yep, Diego's with you on Dallas Clippers. Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we all have that on six. Tell us, does anybody have the Clippers? Is anybody picking them? Do you think that they're going to stay healthy and picking that? Yeah. Well, but man, you had a whole, when they went on that streak, right? And Harden was doing his thing a whole lot. Then you had people coming out the woodwork saying, hey, Clippers to the finals, Clippers to the finals. And then of course, you know, that faded. So yeah, definitely do not trust them on that. All right. Well, man, hey, let's get to the last one. I think this is the one we disagree on. Oh, man. Now we're going to get to some spice here. the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, I was high on the Minnesota Timberwolves for years. I've been. You see, man, I'm always early, and I see this have those owl instincts.
Okay, but you were talking about way in advance going to ruin everything,
huh?
You know, you talking about the coach was going to ruin the whole run. Then
the coach is the weak link, but we'll get to that. I definitely am not feeling the coach, but. You know, I'm hoping that the Wolves can overcome that. But hey, give us your breakdown, and then we'll dive into that a little more. But who you got? Timberwolves, well, yeah, Suns. This is the hardest one to pick.
Well, I got the Suns in seven, and I'm sticking with that even after game one.
Even after they got blown out at home. Did you see the Wolves?
No, they weren't at home. They were in Minnesota.
Yeah,
on a Saturday night. Oh, when they haven't been good in 20 years.
What's up with you in this Saturday night thing? What's up with Saturday night?
Everyone's excited to go to the game. It's the playoff opener. You know, they haven't lost anything yet. You know, so the crowd is still hype and has hope.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
A little sauced up.
Yep, they're that. And
you don't know about
the Suns, but the Suns got the experience. You know, you got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. So I think they'll pull it out once the crowd in Minnesota loses more and more hope throughout the series.
Once they lose a little more. Okay. So you got the Suns. So, yeah, we definitely want comments on this one. And, Roy, we see you in the background. We got our special guest, Roy. He's going to be joining us a little later as we dive in on our Final Four. And we're going to talk a little Cleveland Cavaliers with our guy because that's his squad. So we can't wait to get him. So sit tight back there. But, yeah, man, I am going Wolves in six. Mm-hmm. I'm going Wolves in six. They're going to go in Phoenix, and they're going to blow them out in game six. Just like their playoffs normally end when the team, visiting team, just like Luka normally makes his annual trip. But Luka won't have the pleasure of doing it this year. This year it's going to be Ant-Man. And Cat, they're going to go in there and blow them out by 30 in their home crowd.
This time they have Kevin Durant.
Didn't they have KD last year?
But he was injured.
Man, okay. Well, hey, they're going to take it. Did you see Ant-Man today?
And Beal. Don't forget about Beal, man.
Did you see Ant-Man?
You're forgetting that Beal is an all-star and all-NBA caliber player.
For who?
And Booker. Beal.
Who did he play for? Siberia?
He was with the Wizards.
Oh yeah, he was in Siberia. Okay. Yeah. I thought so. Okay.
Disrespectful, man.
So Bradley Beal just made it to the NBA. Okay. welcome
Bradley Beal. Siberia.
All right. So let us know, viewers, who you got. Hold on. Let me hit the comments here real quick. We got my man Josh said Suns in six. Okay. So agrees with you on Suns, but he has them in six. And then Josh said they will bounce back in game two. They better. Yeah. They sure really?
I'm,
better.
I'm not even worried about all that, man.
You're not worried.
Not worried at all. Like, okay. I expected that to happen. You know, they're a young team.
Expected it. Okay.
They had the little moment. That's fine. But it'll fade away.
All right. We're going to see. Can't wait for game two. Man, you better hope. All right. Let's get on to this one. We're going to preview this, and then Roy, we'll talk about this one with you, my man, later. But let's preview the Cavs Magic. This one already got started. This started the playoffs officially. Who you got for Cavs Magic, Diego?
Well, I'm going with the Cavs in six. I think the Magic are lacking in playoff experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why Cleveland gets it here. They've been a little health. Donovan Mitchell's been in and out of the lineup all throughout the year, but now he's finally healthy and finding a stride. So, But the Magic played well against Cleveland in the regular season, even when Cleveland was healthy. So that is why I have them winning two games, but I think the Cavs end up closing it out.
Yeah. And so hold on, let's give a couple quick shout outs here. One, Silas G. Hey, Silas, you're going to want to stick around for the show today. Might be a little teaser, but you're going to want to stick around. But hey, what's up? One of our day ones. Definitely appreciate you. I'm representing Canada. and said the Magic are sneaky. They'll win the series. Ooh, all right, all right. So we'll see. So if that game was chippy. Man, they had some flagrants.
Really low
today.
Scoring.
yeah, that game was chippy. So, and I believe well, we'll have to fact check this with Roy, but I feel like Cleveland, did they take game one last year? I can't remember. And then it was like all of a sudden, it's like they had their moment, and then as soon as the Knicks punched them, they just collapsed. Now, I don't think they're stronger this year. I don't think they're as fragile, but I still have that in my memory. So I picked Cleveland as well. I've got Cleveland, and I think, do I have Cleveland? I picked them in seven. Wow, okay. I picked them in seven. So that's kind of, you know, how even I think it is.
Well, Paolo had a good game one. He's been playing good all year. Yeah. And so he could be a deciding factor, you know.
Yeah. He definitely looked ready to play. It was very vocal. They had him mic'd up today. So it was good hearing him there. So he is
Duke intelligence.
He is huge. Oh, dude, he is huge. Yeah, but yeah,
LeBron out there.
Yeah, it's built. Yeah, even bigger than LeBron. So Paolo is no joke.
We do at Duke.
Yeah. Okay. You want to talk about Duke? The seven guys who left Duke.
That's because we have the number one class coming in. They're all scared.
You better hope. You better hope they're the number one class. Because
we just got a new transfer. We just got a transfer.
So you lost.
We just got a transfer.
You lost the entire team. So yeah, you need transfers.
We lost half of the team. Okay.
Okay, you better go to Durham Technical Community College and get a couple more guys to fill out the roster.
No, we got a really good transfer just today.
Okay, from where?
It's from Syracuse.
Okay, all right.
He's a big guy, about 6'8". So
6'8". All right. And our guy Silas said Magic are really good defensively. Yes. Good point there, Silas, my man. All right. So let's move on, man, to the next one here in the East. Man, again, another one that's a little definitely big time affected by injuries. So I hate this. We've got Pacers Bucks. Man, Giannis is out with the injury. So that definitely is dampering this series. This would have been fireworks like this. They were getting chippy in the regular season. You had the game where the Pacers took the game ball and Giannis wanted that because he broke a record, and there's a lot of bad blood between these teams, and hot Haliburton can get on anybody's nerves.
How he's like tapping on his watch like it wasn't working.
Yes. So this was gonna be chippy, but you know, the freak is not it. But hey, Dame, he's got something to prove. You know, he, worked his way out of Portland. So, you know, he doesn't want to go out, you know, in a bad fashion. So he's going to give you everything he has and really try to put them on his back. But give us your take on this series, man.
Yeah, well, with all that being said, I still have the Bucks in six games. I have the Pacers in six games.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers in six games. They beat the Bucks. They played the Bucks five times in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
They won four of those games.
Yeah.
They match up really well against the Bucks. And all those games, they had Giannis, too. So then this without Giannis, I think they have a even better shot at winning with that. And
I agree.
Yeah, we'll see when Giannis comes back, because I hope he's able to play. So it's really a full, complete sample size, but I'm sticking with Haliburton.
Yeah, man, I would have picked the Pacers even if Freak didn't get hurt. I still would have picked them just because I think this is a bad matchup for them, especially with Doc being the coach. So would have. Now, if they didn't have Doc as the coach, I may have gone, and if they didn't have Doc and they had a healthy Freak, then I probably would have gone Bucks. But definitely going Pacers in this one. No shot. Just don't think he's a good fit for this thing. So Josh said Pacers, yep, in six. Yep. So yeah, we definitely agree on that. Did I have them in? I actually have Pacers in five. Looking at my bracket. Yeah. I have Pacers in five officially. And Silas said Pacers winning, the injuries of the Bucks. Yeah, two detrimental. Pacers in five or six. So that definitely matches what we're saying on that. All right. So, hey, let's get to the next one. Let's get to, oh, man, the Celtics and Heat. Celtics and Heat. So, rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals that, again, was definitely scarred a little bit by injuries that went to Game 7. Celtics miraculously came back. What, they were down 3-0, weren't they?
Yeah, they were down 3-0. Then the Celtics won three games in a row.
Gosh, man.
And then they lost that Game 7 at home.
Yeah, lost Game 7 at home. You can't ignore the fact that Tatum had the ankle injury, I think it was, right at the beginning of that game. And that definitely had an impact on it and dampened it. I wish we could have seen that play out without the injury. But that happened. Now we have the rematch here. Heat are without Butler, Jimmy Buckets. So,
probably for the whole series, probably.
Yeah. If it's MCL.
He's going to be out for a long time.
Yeah.
And Terry Rozier's out, too, but he might be coming back. So, that's
some good news. So, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with the Celtics in five because with what happened last year, I think they want to just get over that hump of beating the Heat, because they've always struggled against the Heat since Tatum and Brown have been together.
Uh-huh.
I just think they want to get over that hump and to give their best effort. So, they win one game, though, because the Heat they win one game in Miami because, you know, the Heat culture magic or whatever is going to kick in for one game, and then it's just not going to
– Yeah.
not for the rest of the series.
Yeah, no, I definitely like your take on that. I mean, it's not enough firepower. There's no way, even though they've got Heat culture and all that, there's no way they win this series. With that said,
that would be mad.
Dude, I think Eric Spoelstra is the best coach ever. I think he's the best coach, just period. What he does with that squad is just ridiculous.
Yes, like so, when they were playing Chicago, looked like they were playing like half G League guys.
Yes. The Celtics, if the Celtics don't win the championship this year, they need to back up the Brinks truck and they need to offer Spoelstra $100 million deal. Pay him $1 million and give everything to bring him over there.
They would be a dynasty for sure.
I'm telling you, for real.
Yeah.
But I've got Celtics as well. I like your five. Again, when I made this bracket, this was my first pass at it, and then it locked before I could make my edit. So I may have had a little yak on this. I had the Celtics sweeping here. I say all that about Spoelstra.
I can still see him sweeping. Really, in the statement. But.
Yeah, but the Celtics, man, I think they're going to have so much revenge on their mind, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where they're going to be so sauced up. I think it's probably five. I got four in my bracket. I was a little jacked when I put that, but I think they probably do it in five. So yeah. So let's get to the comments here on this one. We got a lot of comments on this one. So hold on one second. We've got Johnny O, our man, Johnny O, our guy. He's the only one at the moment that has the hat that you got on right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the flat brim. Show him the hat, man. Show him the hat.
Yeah, we got this hat. There you go.
Pick and Pro. Got Diego Army on one side, side on the other, Mike on the back. That hat is fresh, man. That's a really nice hat. Johnny O got that. Johnny O coined the phrase Diego Army, so we had to get him that hat. So we love him there for sure. So yeah. And oh, my man Roy says Celtics in five. So yeah, Roy, we're gonna bring you on in a little bit, my man. But yeah, man, Roy says Celtics in five. So let's get to the rest of the comments here. But yeah, Johnny O, big shout out to you. We got Josh, Celtics sweep. Okay, so hey, I might not be too crazy with that. We got Silas, Celtics in five. I can see the Heat pulling something crazy in one game. Yeah, for sure. But no Jimmy, no chance. Summer. All right, being a Florida homer, say Heat going to win this year, Heat in seven. Hey, if the Heat do that, Spoelstra's already Hall of Fame. I don't know. You just bronze him as best coach ever if that happens.
You can build a statue of him if they win that series.
For sure. Shout out to Afonso. What's up? What's up, my guy? Nuggets. Yeah. We definitely going to talk. We're going to talk about the finals here. So yeah, definitely there. And then, Unk said, Kevin said, Celtics in five. So, all right. Yep. Okay. So let's get to the next one. I think we maybe have one more. Yeah, just one more. And then we'll get to the final four of the NBA here. So Knicks, Sixers. So hold on. Let me get my comments here. Knicks, Sixers, man. This is one of two for the whole round one that we disagree on. So the only ones we disagree on so far are the Timberwolves and Phoenix and this one. Who you got in the Knicks Sixers?
Well, I'm going with the Sixers, man. Like Embiid in the playoffs, I just think he's going to be a different animal. Maxey is going to, of course, play better when Embiid is in the lineup. So mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be the man. And I like what they got with Kelly Oubre, too. Kyle Lowry can still be okay in the playoffs as a role player. They got Nicholas Batum shot really good in the playing game. So
out of his mind.
He made like six threes. But yeah. I got the Sixers and Embiid winning this one.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of that is going to depend on Embiid's knee, because I haven't seen. Hey, if you're watching the game, let us know if Embiid is back, because I haven't been able to catch that. So I don't know how serious the injury is when he kind of fell in his leg buckle. But even with the healthy Embiid, man, I've got the Knicks winning this. I think the Sixers are severely overrated right now. They've got Embiid. Embiid is the man. I mean, he was on his way to winning, you know, back-to-back MVPs. But with an Embiid that's hobbled even before the injury that looks like he had, just with a hobbled Embiid, the Sixers just have no chance. Tyrese Maxey, a lot of people are pumping, you know, Maxey up. He's a very good player, but is not the number two player on a contending team. I'm sorry. I just don't see that. And if it was, they wouldn't have gone from, you know, second in the East to then almost out of the play-in. You know what I'm saying? Embiid had to come back and save them to get into the play-in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So come on, man. If Maxey was that guy, y'all wouldn't be struggling like that. So no, yeah. I'm sorry. I have the Knicks in five. I got the Knicks in five. I don't even
must have saw Embiid's injury coming.
nope. Mm. I had it without that. So here we go. That's my pick. Knicks in five. Let's get to the comments here and see what everybody else has. Let's see. Silas said Knicks in seven, gonna be a hard fought series. And then Josh said Knicks in six. Yeah. Yep. So we'll see. And again, this injury is going to have – the injury to me will determine how long it goes. You know, if he's out now, I think Knicks definitely get it in five. If he is able to play through it, maybe it goes a little longer. But I personally
Brunson, the Knicks might catch another break.
Dude. Your guy Brunson. You've been hating on Brunson since
that. He's overrated, man.
Nah, you can't say you cannot say Brunson's over. You just missed it.
It's just the New York hype. Can you tell him, look me in the eyes and tell me that Josh Hart is not overrated?
Okay, now okay. Those are two different things. So I get you. Okay, yes. Is there a such thing as New York hype? There's no doubt about it. Okay, the way that people have been acting like the Knicks are contenders because they got a whole bunch of role players that people have never heard of. Now, that is ridiculous. Okay, so I agree with that. But Brunson is definitely the truth. And I didn't think he was. I thought he was overrated coming out of Dallas. I thought that was all Luka. But no, he's Brunson's just doing. I mean, you could say he's an MVP candidate. You know what I mean, so Brunson's really doing it. I'm gonna get you a Brunson jersey when they get to the to the Eastern Conference Finals here. Now, I think them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be more from a weakened East. All right, but Brunson's definitely doing his thing there. So let's see for the comments here. We've got said, yep. Yep, bad take. Brunson is a top tier point guard. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Knicks in seven from Unk. Yep. And Knicks in six. Yes, yes. All right. Okay. Well, hey, let's get to Eastern Conference Finals. All right. Who you got in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I'm not so confident about my Eastern Conference Finals from the other side. I'm not. I have the 76ers. And making it out of the East Conference making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay. Going against the Celtics, and I have the Celtics winning in five.
Celtics winning in five. Okay. Okay. Cool. So I have
it is by default because the East. I don't like the East right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The East. It is by default. So I have this. I mean, the Celtics are just coming all the way out. So I've got the Celtics, and then it's a matter of just who do they face, right? Yeah. And I have the Knicks. Them facing the Knicks, and kind of by default, I think the Knicks are a little overrated, but just with the way the matchups are going to fall, I think they will find their way into playing the Celtics. And then that's just going to be great for the league because, I mean, the New York media, New York crowd, they're going to be hype. It's just going to be a lot of juice around that, so it'll be good. It'll be fun to watch, and that's one of the places that have not gotten to, so definitely want to try to get to Madison Square Garden and catch a game one of these days. So I certainly want to see that. All right. So, hey, give us your take on this, and then we're going to go to the West. So Unc said Celtics, Pacers. Pacers. But so we think the Pacers will definitely beat the Bucks. And then, Pacers are going to be dangerous. Pacers are going to be dangerous, and they have a great home crowd, great stadium, great environment. So – that could definitely happen as well. All right. So let's go to let's go to the Western Conference Finals. Who you got, Diego?
Well, I got the Dallas Mavericks Ant coming out one side. Ooh. And the Nuggets coming out on the other side. And I got the Nuggets winning that series. In six games.
Okay. Dallas and Nuggets. All right. Okay. I mean, I mean, that's not a bad take at all. I have, let's see. I've got the Thunder and Nuggets. So just by the way that falls. So I have the Thunder and Mavericks playing, and then I've got the Thunder knocking them off. But Dallas is going to be a tough out. So that was gonna be tough. Yeah. So I can definitely see that. All right. So that's my take there. All right. So let's get to NBA Finals, and then we're gonna bring Roy in and talk about a few other topics here. But let's go and okay, give us your prediction on this one, everybody. NBA Finals. So who you got?
I'm going with the Celtics. I got them finally pulling it out and winning one with Tatum.
Celtics finally pulling it out and getting it with Tatum. Tatum gets the man you call Tragic Tatum the last few years in the playoffs.
Tragic Tatum in 2022.
Okay. In 2022. All right.
He was Tragic Tatum, but
man,
for a while though.
Man, I've been with the Celtics for years. I picked them the last 2 years. Man, I'm not being fooled this year, even though they made some great pickups. I love Drew Holiday being there with them. I love Porzingis. I love all that, but I'm still not sold on the coach. They still take bad shots. And when push comes to shove, I think that's going to end up doing them in. They're not going to let Drew Holiday truly run the team. You're going to have Brown and Tatum, you know, getting the ball in crunch time, bringing it up and just taking bad shots. So I feel that will prove to be the difference, but that should be a great series there for sure. So let's get to the comments on this one. So we've got, let's see. Unc said Denver. Nuggets win. We've got Denver repeats from Unc. We've got Josh saying, ooh, Celtics versus Thunder in the finals. Celtics versus Thunder in the finals. Celtics in seven. All right, Celtics in seven. Now, with that said, the part that's going to hurt the Nuggets is that the Nuggets are going to have a rough road. It's difficult to repeat. right? So that's very difficult. And they're going to have some, you know, chunks kind of taken out. You know what I mean? Some chinks taken out when they're playing. So I feel that they'll overcome that, but they just have to get back to the finals. They get back to the finals healthy, then they'll be fine. But it's going to be a rough road to repeat, and it's not going to be as easy as it was last year. But I have them pulling it out. So Summer said Nuggets, no one's taking the Joker down. He's unfazed. Mm-hmm. That's true. And then Bob says, I think Bob doesn't care as long as the Lakers don't do anything. So he's hating on the Lakers and hating LeBron. Let's see. And Roy, we got you coming up here next, Roy. So also says, so Professor Thompson, who's going to be joining us, Professor Thompson, we want you to join us in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, we'll have Soul Food King next week, and then we want to have Professor Thompson join us. You said no Lakers and no Boston. Okay. so you got to tell us who then. So then probably, I guess it doesn't matter as long as the Lakers or Boston don't win for the professor. And then Unk said difficult but not impossible. Yes, for sure. Difficult but not impossible for the Nuggets. So yes. So Roy, do we have you backstage? You ready to join us, my man? All right, cool. I see you back there. All right. So hey, man, let's bring our guest Roy in. We're gonna talk Cavs. He's got some questions for us. And then of course at the end, you got to stick around to see who wins the swag for this week. All right. So let's go to hold on. We got one question in here. Oh yeah, Professor. All right. So let's go to Roy and bring our guy in. Here we go. What's going on, Roy?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Yeah, man. So you've been watching the game so far?
Yes, sir. Got it on right now.
All right, man. So hey, we know you're Cleveland Cavaliers fan. So you know, you got off to a good start there. So we'll definitely get in, man. Hey, let's just go right into that, my man. So, hey, how far are the Cavs going to go?
I think, honestly, if I'm being honest, I think we'll make it past the first round.
Okay.
But I think after the first round, it's probably going to be a bit more difficult.
Yeah.
We might not get past the second round, but I know we will get past the Magics for sure. And I think we'll do that in, I'll say, 5 games.
All right. Five games. Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. Now, did you put it in the bracket? Now, I know the brackets, if you know, we're playing for shoes and whatnot different. Did you pick Cleveland to win it all in the bracket challenge?
To win it all? No.
Okay. That was somebody else then. Somebody actually put Cleveland to win it all. So we got to see who. Yeah. So somebody's a bigger fan than you. But I thought that because I saw somebody pick this. So I was like, man, only person I know would be Roy. So, cool. So, hey, with that said, what's your NBA Finals matchup? And then who wins?
The Finals, I think it would be cool for the Lakers and Celtics to be in it. I would want to see that because, you know, the rivalry between them. Yeah.
Big rivalry.
If I'm being honest, I'm going to go with what I said in the beginning of the season. I'm going to go with the Bucks and the Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
It's probably a bad take right now because I didn't know that, you know, Giannis is hurt.
Right,
I just heard that watching you guys right now. So,
yeah.
You know, now that's going to obviously play a big factor in, you know, the series that they got going on. So
that's a huge factor. That's a huge factor. Yeah.
I think it might be I'll say Celtics and in reality, it'll probably be Celtics and Nuggets.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's the odds-on favorite, and definitely who we have. And shout out to Caleb Beasley. Has some great comments. Agrees that the Pacers win in six. Says the Celtics will win. So want to give him some love on his comments on IG. So hey, Roy, man. So did you have some questions for us this week?
What do you guys got?
Who do we have? So we're going with the Celtics and Nuggets in the championship for sure. But then I think Diego has the Celtics, which is a switch because I've been picking the Celtics lately, and I've got the Nuggets. Yeah.
Okay, I see. I think for this one, I'm gonna side with Diego. I think Celtics are gonna get it done.
They've
been there, you know, with the Warriors, and they fumbled. You know, they're always the number one team, and then they don't really do much in the playoffs or the finals. But I think they might get this one.
This is the year. This is the year. So Diego, you know, as far as when it comes, so we started this 2 years ago, and Diego picked the Warriors from the very beginning. And he picked the Warriors, Celtics to match up, and then the Warriors to win. That's exactly what happened. Last year, he picked, once it got to the finals, picked the Nuggets to win. But that was Nuggets Heat, and that was, you know, a little easier. And then through all the Super Bowls, once it gets down to the last matchup, he's been right. So his record is perfect when it comes down to once we have the final two teams there, he's gotten those right. But I think this is the year. This
you know,
is
I show the one, up for the big game, so.
You show up?
I do.
Hey, I mean, that's all that matters, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So, there's a comment here. Silas said Nuggets are a very good team. See them winning in seven versus Boston. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if we get that matchup, that's going to be an amazing series. That's going to be an amazing series. I mean, and both teams are so, you know, big. I mean, you have with Boston, you've got Porzingis, right? Mm-hmm. As you know, big as he is. And you know, you have Tatum and Brown and all them. But then when you look at the Nuggets and you've got Porter Jr., you have Gordon, you know, Aaron Gordon, all of them, Joker. That just the matchup is insane. The two guards. With Jrue Holiday and then guard for Denver, that's just such a deep matchup. Yeah. That would be a lot of fun to watch. Yeah. Yep. And then Al Horford. Al Horford doesn't get enough credit, man. I mean, how old is Al Horford now? And he's
around
still,
LeBron's age,
He's like LeBron's age, but he's still just playing great and solid. And he's a big part of that team. He defends whoever the center is on the other team. So they really need Al Horford to do his thing. Josh just said that Embiid returned in the second half. Okay, good. Good.
See that too. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. Yeah. Definitely don't. I don't want the series. You hate it when it's, you know, impacted that. Cool. So happy he's back. So Diego, you've got some hope, man.
Now I'm more confident in my pick. More confident.
Yeah, I got the Sixers winning the series too.
Mm. Okay.
I got them. Okay. I'll probably say I got the Sixers and I'll go six.
Okay. Sixers and six. Six and six. Yeah. I think that's what you said, Diego, right?
Yep. Yep. That's what I had.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, if there are any final questions, because after this, we're going to give away our swag item and get on out of here. Let you guys get to the final quarter of the Knicks and Sixers game. And then, of course, the Nuggets and Lakers. So put your final questions in or comments in now. So we can address those before we get on out of here because we're about to sign out. But any other questions for us, Roy?
Did you guys see the WNBA draft?
Yes. Yes.
Caitlin Clark and Reese.
Man, yes. That was something. So it's great to see the buzz that's surrounding just women's basketball, period, and just seeing it in college and now that elevating to the WNBA. I know they're breaking records left and right, and now, of course, broke records with the draft. What'd you think about the draft, Diego?
It was cool. You know, Indiana got a Caitlin Clark, so they're going to be very big and have, like, a lot of televised games now. So that was a good draft. It was a good draft.
Yeah. And then you have Chicago Sky got Cordosa and Reese. Yeah. So
that's kind of crazy to get two, you know, first round picks all together, you know, like that. I think they're gonna be a problem too.
Yeah.
So well, the Houston Texans in football got two first round picks that are like in the top five. Mm-hmm. And they ended up being good. Like, that was in football, but could be the same for Chicago. Mm-hmm.
I got the Texans going to the – I think they might go to the Super Bowl. Maybe. I may be, you know, saying too they much. Maybe, they might. But I think they got a squad now.
Oh, they do. They definitely do. No, they definitely do. Texans have a squad. They are no joke. I mean, any team that can play defense like that is going to be dangerous. Right. And now that they've got some more offensive weapons, and then with the NFL, you know, it's the attrition battle. So, you know, major injury here, there, you know, very rarely the teams put, back-to-back seasons together, especially three in a row where their core guys are healthy. So we know the Chiefs have been running it for a while. We know the Ravens are loaded. You know, we know that the AFC is loaded, but, you know, injuries may ultimately decide that. So, and the Houston Texans are young too. So,
For sure.
Texans are dangerous.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, man. And then, speaking of the WNBA, man, it's funny. So Diego and I were talking about it. You know, the fact that they play in the summer, I understand that they play in the summer because they, you know, didn't want to compete with the NBA. But I feel that impacts ratings to a degree because in the summertime, you know, folks are traveling and it's just they're not, you know, as much into basketball. And clearly in the, you know, their salaries are so low, partly because of, you know, attendance and ratings and whatnot. But also they play many fewer games. They don't play as many games. I wouldn't be opposed to them maybe playing during some of the NBA season. Now, at first thought, it may be like, man, what are you talking about? You know, they're going to compete with the NBA. But when you think about it, what's our main gripe about the NBA? Load management, right? They don't, you know, the regular season doesn't mean as much. So I think the WNBA could actually play during a lot of the NBA season because people don't really care about the NBA until the playoffs. And the WNBA is not going to load manage. So I feel they could do that. I think they could probably maybe not play the entire, you know, not do an 82, but maybe start at the same time, but then finish before March Madness. Think if they had their playoffs in the finals right before March Madness, that could be a great lead in to then March Madness. I would love to see that.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that would be good for them. Mm-hmm. I think, and like you said, I think they can compete as well because I don't think people really pay attention to the NBA regular season like that until playoffs. That's kind of what I do. I keep up with it, and sometimes I watch, you know, regular season games here and there. But when the playoffs come, I'm dialed in all the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the great time of the year. And, Unc said draft was awesome. Yeah, Vegas is loaded. Man, the Vegas Aces, woo! Man, they are definitely loaded. And the draft is this week. So, definitely excited about that. Shout out to moms there. And the draft is where? It's in Detroit. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Detroit. Very excited about that being there. And, yes, draft to Detroit. So, that's going to be cool. Yeah, Roy. Well, man, hey, again, love having you on. And you know, as we get deeper, especially if the Cavs continue to win, we have to talk to you more. And then you already know when football comes around. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know.
I already know. I'm waiting. Season just ended, but I'm waiting.
For sure. All right, my man. Well, hey, be safe. Enjoy the playoffs. And we'll be talking to you soon, my man.
You guys as well. Appreciate you for having me on.
All right. Bet.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Oh, yeah, man. Always a pleasure to have our guy Roy on. Well, hey, man, it's about time to get on out of here. We've gone over an hour. We were jacked up today. We had a whole lot to pick. So we went a little long. All right. But, hey, let's wrap on up with our giveaway. Again, every week we give away, merch from our store. Again, you can check out our site, thepickempros.com. Click on store. That'll open up our store. And this is just the first phase of what we got. So most of what we have is our classic edition items. Mm-hmm. So black within the logo there. But we have a lot more that's going to come out later. We're going to come out with some other colors with the logo in white, so you can rock Pick'em Pros with all the different colors that you may have. And then when football season comes around, we have a whole collection that's going to come out with a lot of the phrases that we say. Yeah. So a lot of stuff that's going to come out over time. So, you know, the classic stuff's on now, and then we'll roll out with much more stuff for all ages and sizes. We have youth sizes, adult sizes. We're rolling out some baby stuff, everything. So I got a little something for everybody. So you definitely want to check that out. All right. But let's get to our swag winner. What's our swag giveaway today, Diego?
Our swag giveaway is this hat right here, the snapback hat. Dude, we got the mic on the back.
Mic on the back.
Diego Army on the side.
Yep.
Pick'emPros.com right here.
Over there. Yep. So, yep.
Of course, and the logo on the front.
Yeah. So. It's all sewed on. It's all embroidered. So, you know, you the young guy, you can wear the, you know what I'm saying, the snapback. Looks good on you. Looks good on some. Doesn't work for everybody. I can't wear the snapback no more. That's kind of passed me by. But it looks great. Looks great on you. All right. So, hey, let's get to the winner. The winner is, all right, Silas. Silas, see, I told you. Told you, stick around, Silas. So, hey, O Canada repping. No, Silas has been trying to get in for a while. So, this hat is coming to you, my friend. So, we will message you the code to go ahead and get that. So, we'll message you on IG so you can go ahead and place that order and get that snapback, man. So congrats to you. And one last shout out before we go to Walker Shaw. So again, Walker Shaw has been, man, Walker Shaw is one of our subscribers. He won the NCAA bracket challenge, right? So he won the shoes. He picked, I believe, the golf shoes that you saw a lot of the players wearing in the Masters. So he picked those out. Those are sweet. So Walker's an avid golfer. He got a T-shirt in his arsenal. And then the very next week, our merch giveaway was whoever could pick the winner of the Masters, right? And the tiebreaker was the score. So he, along with about five or six other people, picked Scotty Scheffler. And he picked them at 11 under. So and there were a few people that picked him, and he Scotty won at 11 under. So Walker Shaw is super hot. And so Walker Shaw, I believe Walker picked the Dallas Mavericks to win the championship. So if the Dallas Mavericks, if they win the championship, man, Walker, dude, and you're going to have to take our job, man, for real. So big shout out. Big shout out to you. So here, let's pull up the final comments here real quick. Here we go. The final comments are. Yes, Silas, yes, let's go. Congratulations to you. You won, man. Congrats, Silas. Representing Canada. Great show. Yeah, thanks for all the love telling us. Great show. We really appreciate it. Josh, hey, much love to you, man. Awesome show. Love going back and forth with you. All right, man. Well, let's get on out of here. Enjoy the instrumental from our guy, Tavares Jordan, producer extraordinaire out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's going to be on the show soon. All right. Let's sign off the way we do, my man. Until then, you know what we do, Diego. Pick 'em Pros.
Pros.
Later.